Ohm Radio Network, the world's conscious broadcasting network, live on iTunes and archived on iHeartRadio, the voice of consciousness. And now, join Shea Parker's Best of the Best, offering celebrity guests, lively discussions, hot topics, free psychic readings, and expert guest hosts. Simply the best in spiritual and metaphysical talk radio. Listen live on your phone or device using our universal mobile player. No app needed. Shea Parker's Best of the Best. Find out more at bestamericanpsychics.com.
Night. This is Colby, and welcome to another episode of Revelations. Tonight is just going to be so much fun. You guys are in for a treat, okay? You mark my words. Not only did I get an absolutely incredible, amazing psychic medium, she's super hot. I mean hot, okay? So, without further ado, I would love to introduce you to Jennifer Schaefer. She is the founder of JS Intuitive Investigations Academy. She is the 2015 Social Activism Award winner and 2014 Best American Psychic of the Year. And if you watch TV, she was recently a guest on Monica the Medium. She's also been on Dr. Drew on HLN. She's been on Ricky Lake. You name it, she's done it. She's a sensory expert teacher of the BIS for law enforcement. And she does private sessions. She does teaching. She's an author. I'm sorry. Have I kind of said enough to like let everybody know how wonderful you are, Jennifer? Thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you. That was actually very sweet. I'll never get used to that, but thank you. Thank you. I'm so excited to be here, Colby.
That list just keeps getting longer and longer. Pretty soon that list is going to be the whole show. And she's been on. And she's been
as one of my friends would say, somebody has to go to dinner.
Yeah. Well, listen, I'm not kidding, though. If I could walk into a restaurant with you, I'm doing pretty good. I mean, you look beautiful. You look amazing. You're doing amazing work. You're really helping the community, joining families, helping find resolutions, and really changing the whole path of how this work is done.
It's something that I did not understand the force it would take to get accomplished. And it's something that every single day you know, you learn to chip away at it. You just do. You, every single day I do something that's going to benefit a family or help a family that's in need or helps, you know, an FBI agent.
Yeah. Well, let's talk a little bit. I'm going to start from the beginning. What inspired you to specialize in investigative intuition and training?
Probably my first case that I worked on. It was so terrifying at the thought of being possibly wrong.
Okay.
And then when everything that I was told in the beginning started happening and was then backed up with documentation, evidence that I would have to go give, that they would actually have to go get, it reinforced just being able to work with clients. Like, I look at everything as an investigation. But I also have learned that with this particular work comes a lot of, you know, there comes a lot of heartache.
And yeah.
It's kind of those things where you just get used to it, I guess. You have extremes. And so it has made it one of the most wonderful things that I have really, really learned and enjoy is now being present. Whereas before, even when I was with someone, I wasn't present.
Right.
And now I'm excited to be with my friends, to you know, I do things that I normally wouldn't have done.
Yeah.
You know, or watch my daughter do ballet.
Well, let's talk about what is psychic investigation. For any of the listeners who maybe, you know, have heard the term kind of thrown around or heard the term on TV, they don't quite understand what it is. So what is it?
It is, what is it? That's a great question. It is something that when families have no other, you know, resolution, I'm usually the last call. And so when I take you on, I'll take you on a little investigation where they give me something.
If they're lost or missing, or if there's
unresolved issues around their death, which there has been. I have a parent in my office probably every single time with an unresolved death of their child. And sometimes, so what they want is they want validation.
Right.
They want to know what were the last moments like for their child.
Okay.
As horrific or as, you know, whether it was caused by themselves or caused by somebody else.
Okay.
And my job is to give evidence that you can't Google.
Right.
And then they're the only ones that would know whether that was true or not, or take it to the police. And that's when I'd get involved with law enforcement.
Okay. Okay. And then, so you kind of help gather pieces, the missing
yes.
pieces basically. Yeah.
Yes.
All right. So you gather the missing pieces.
Right.
And
I usually start off with up, you know, before their death.
Okay.
So I give them evidence. I give the parents or law enforcement evidence. I'm like, okay, this happened a month ago, which then this happened 2 weeks ago. And then this phone call came on this date. The girlfriend was involved. And so all of, you know, I back up the story and then I go into the moments.
Okay.
And a lot of times, like I've had, I can't tell you how many suicides there have been recently.
Yeah.
But a lot of them haven't been, they've been doing something that they normally are used to, but it's killed them.
Right. Well, that was the other thing too. I've noticed, I think, and maybe it's just because people are becoming a little more comfortable sharing and talking about it because,
right.
you know, I think even in my experience, there's been callers who have lost a child to an overdose, but wanted to know, did they do it on purpose or not? So do you deal with that also?
Every time.
Okay.
And there has been a massive influx of, so all my cases that have spread over, you know, the last 6 years, the last 2 months have had the highest rate of heroin overdoses.
Yeah.
And things, I mean, every single week. And
yeah.
these parents, you know, I had one parent that came in and just said, I don't want to live anymore.
Yeah.
I need to know if he did this to himself or if he did this or if it just was an accident. And there's sometimes where I have to say he knew there was a chance.
Yeah.
But anybody that dies, it's a suicide.
Yeah.
And it's on a subconscious level. You're taking an out.
Yeah.
And the ones that I've looked at, they didn't know they were going to kill themselves. They didn't like shoot up to kill themselves. They
right.
wanted more.
Right. Right.
But there's been a bad, heroin's bad, but there's been a bad batch has come in. And I'm telling you, I've had more deaths.
Yeah. There has been just this influx I've noticed as well. So, you know, you've had so many incredible experiences and you've helped so many families. What I'd love to do is, can you remember one that was like the most rewarding for you? Like what would be the most rewarding experience that you had in psychic investigation that you can share?
There was a girl that went missing in Manhattan Beach.
Uh-huh.
I get a phone call, you know, from one of the doctors, somebody that does profiling in a forensic way. And they asked me like, listen, there's a girl that's missing in Manhattan Beach. Would you be willing to talk to the mother? And I'm like, yes. And it's, you know, never comes in at a normal time. Like
yeah,
you want
yeah.
to. It was
yeah.
9 o'clock at night. And I always ask spirit. You and I both just, I trust spirit.
Yes.
I always ask that first to even see if I should do it. And I was told yes. And I'm thinking to myself, if this does not go well, it's over. It's my hometown, you know?
Yeah.
Well, I ended up talking to the mom. And so many circumstances happened, but I end up, you know, I'm telling this mother, I'm like, she's not hurt. And
okay.
then I go into my mind, of course, going, what if I'm wrong?
Yeah.
What if I'm wrong?
Yeah.
And every single time that I go into these cases, I always get told when they're going to be found.
Okay.
And by the time the Amber Alert hit, I was drinking wine knowing that she was going to be found, and she was that night.
Oh, wonderful.
And that was, but it was so... They couldn't thank me enough. It was the sweetest thing, but it was a very challenging case, you know, because I had to tell someone that her daughter actually left.
Right.
She was posing as a 19-year-old.
Oh.
Imagine trying to tell a mother
yeah.
that, saying, hey, I'm getting 19. Well, no, she's 13.
Yeah.
I'm like, but she's doing this, and this. No, she's not. And then I get parents that don't believe it.
Right.
And then the detective comes in and says, yes, she did have phones, access, you know, all this stuff. It's pretty...
And it must be kind of eye-opening for the parent to maybe see their child in a different way, to see them in a way that, you know, because a lot of parents probably want to, you know, think their children are so innocent, and then realizing, hey, they're tapping with danger. So it is really, you know, it's a good experience, but it is really nice to hear like the happy ending.
It
makes it so rewarding.
Such a happy ending. And my phone, it was so funny because that day, everybody started, when they heard the Amber Alert, of course, they all were notifying me. And I had 7 clients that day. And I'm looking at my phone, I'm like, I've been on this since, you know, Monday. But you just can't talk about it at the time.
Right. Yeah. You got to kind of, it's always kind of a privacy down low situation, right?
Always.
Yeah. But that's actually a really good experience. So that to me is like what makes it rewarding for you. Like, I think it's probably those cases that make the other cases...
It keeps you going.
Kind of keeps it like worth it in a way.
Yes.
Yeah. Because either way, you're helping and you're giving back. And, you know, we're going to take a break in just a minute here. So I want to like give out your website just to make sure everybody knows that we're talking with you. It's jennifershaffer.com.
Yes.
Jennifer, SHAFFER.com. You're on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. Twitter, it's at JM Schaefer. Facebook, Jennifer Medlin Schaefer. Is that right? Okay. And Instagram, Jennifer M. Schaefer.
Just in case.
We got to make sure we get it all in there. But it's just been so exciting to talk with you because this is such a fascinating expertise, you know, and we have so much more to talk about and so many more questions for you. You know, I reached out to people and said, what do you want to learn about Jen? So this is going to be really fun and exciting. So really excited to have you be a part of it today. So thank you so much.
Thank you.
Like I said, as soon as we come back from the break, we're going to kind of get down to some dirty, naughty personal stuff too.
Just, you know.
It always makes it so much fun. Always does. So, absolutely. So
you're listening to OTRFM, part of the IOM radio network.
The name is Bond. James Bond.
No, the name is Joe. The Joe Show. And we are returning back for our 9th season here on Old Times Radio. So tune in every Wednesday night, 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific, on oldtimes.com/mobile. You can take us wherever you go.
Yeah!
Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. OM Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single OM Times endeavor. Host your show with OM Times Radio Network. Are you trying to get from point A to point B and need a little advice? Connect with the counselors at OM Times Advisors. Whether you're looking for a life coach or a spiritual intuitive, the advisors participating at advisors.omtimes.com were carefully chosen based on their gifts, skills, and professionalism. OM Times Advisors, connecting you with the best advisors in the business.
Circle of Hearts Radio is a sanctuary on the airwaves. Join me, Grandmother Elia, in the circle on Sunday, 2 p.m. Eastern, as I share information to both enlighten and nourish your soul.
This is OTR-FM, part of the IOM Radio Network.
Colby Revelations, I have our wonderful guest today, Jennifer Schaefer.
Hi, Jen.
Hello, everybody. So today we're talking about psychic investigative work, working on cases. Jen has been just a huge pioneer in this industry. And I wanted to ask you, Jen, how do you feel about implementing intuition work into the police and FBI, and how do you feel that it's going to be more beneficial?
I think it's going to be, well, because I work with them I figured out there had to be a certain protocol, okay? And that's where I took, and we discussed this with the Investigation Alliances, with the group that's a little bit more seasoned with this kind of work. And then I have an academy for people that I've created a safe place so they can learn this work.
That's great.
So there's no, you know, and what I've realized that it's so interesting how police officers and agents want to learn this work, but they don't want the terminology. The terminology, I can't take away the baggage of the terminology that's happened for
right.
hundreds of years.
Yep.
Right.
Okay.
So intuitive kind of covers it all.
Okay, great. Okay.
Know?
Yep.
But bridging that gap, it has been such an enormous task to do, because even when I work with them, they still can't come out and say that they work with a psychic.
Right.
You know, but they can say, you know, I felt it in my gut. I'm like, I don't need the credit for it. It takes a village. I'm not out there actually busting people. You guys are doing that. Say that you had a hunch.
Yeah.
And then I teach them of, because a lot of times it's usually what they thought to begin with.
Yeah.
But they just think it's a thought.
Right. So you're kind of teaching them to trust it anyway.
Absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely.
Okay, great. And you go around. And so now, where can people, can anybody sign up at this academy?
I'm hand selecting them.
Right. Okay.
Now, because only because it's, I've also realized that some people, it's not that they're not cut out for it, but you're seeing very, very graphic things.
Yes.
And
mm-hmm.
if you're not ready for it, it will traumatize you.
Okay.
It takes a long time to build up. You guys, you know, it's one thing to be a psychic medium. It's another thing to be a practicing one.
Yes.
And then it's another thing to take it to a level, and it's not a hierarchy, but take it to a level where you're seeing kids that are being killed or being stalked, or you're seeing a huge amount of
violence.
You know, there's a lot of human trafficking.
Oh, right.
You know, and then so to keep it light in your own life.
Yeah. Like, yeah. Well, that's really where I wanted to go in your own life. Okay. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, it's, you know, you're a mom, you know, you're a mom, a wife, you hold everything together. And you have to kind of deal with this side of work. You know, how do you find a way to, you know, kind of keep sane about it and not be so overly protective with your own children and find this balance? How do you do that?
Well, I just threaten my kids. I'm like,
that always works.
I'm like, you think for one second you don't have a chip in your head or that the FBI's not watching on our devices, you know? But, you know, I have great friends. You know, I'll call up my friend Michelle and I'll give her the information, because I feel like if you get in your head for too long, you begin to think you're a little cuckoo.
Yeah, yeah.
And I feel like if I don't say it to her, you know how you don't remember anything? And there's certain things that I would like to remember versus just the feelings that are associated with them. Or just to hear my, to hear myself talk.
Yeah.
To get it out. If you don't have a way to release it, then you're stuck with it. And what I've realized, it's helped me with, you know, I don't take on cases, you know, right before bedtime.
Right.
Because it'll go into my dream state, and then I'm really
yeah, yeah.
You know, but, and I like to drink Cougar Crack, Chardonnay, but the difference is if you know, I know when I'm escaping, which is bad, and then I'll cut it off.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
You just get, that's where you have to get into a place where you know what is your own stuff.
Yes.
And you know what you're doing, and you know, our mentor, Lisa, was one of the best examples. She goes, you get in and you get out.
Yes.
That's your job, is not to sit there and linger.
Right.
And that's, you know, I've heard that from, you know, several great mediums, and it's true.
Yeah. And that's what you do. You know, the thing too, is I always, I'm always sharing with people, you know, this, even for us that do this work, we still have a human experience, you know,
yeah.
We don't get to skip that human experience. So yeah, you have to take time away for yourself to regroup, to
right.
spend with family
and
friends
cry.
And cry.
I there's been so many nights where I've come home and my husband will look at me and he's like, you haven't decompressed yet.
Oh.
I'm like, no, I haven't. He goes, okay, so take some time out for yourself. And I will sit there and I'll cry for a little bit from the things that I see. Like, you know, just it's sometimes it gets to you. And that's where you have to keep yourself in check, where you have to work out, you have to do things that are fun. You can't just do this work.
Yes.
It will take you down.
Yeah. Yeah.
You could do it a lot. I'm not saying not.
Yeah, yeah.
You really have to find that balance, which is really challenging.
Yeah, yeah. And you're lucky, though, because you do seem to have a really strong support group around you.
Yeah, I pinch myself. It takes a village.
I know a few of your friends. They're really amazing people.
You're one of them.
Are you kidding? I've been a tick. I've been slowly getting in there because I was like, that person's nurturing. All right, let me get up all in there. Oh, those are nice kids. I'll hang out with some kids. That was fun. So it's actually been really great to, you know, spend some time with you personally, but also professionally as well. So
yes.
it's great. And what are what goals do you have then in this intuitive investigation work? What goals do you see?
My goal is to bridge the gap with law enforcement.
Okay.
And make it a normal within law enforcement.
Okay.
Where it's not something that's hush-hush. It's not something that they, you know, they have people they go to. But, you know, the biggest thing that happens to law enforcement is that they don't have the means to monitor all the phone calls. And they'll get people, I've never called into a case, but they'll get 50,000 phone calls and 10,000 of them will be they'll say that they're psychic.
Oh.
And it'd be one thing if you took the majority of those calls and then took the concentration of where they had similar, you know, answers.
Yeah.
But they don't have the manpower for that.
Right, right.
So there's an integration that several of us are trying to incorporate that will make it to where they can take that concentration.
Mm-hmm.
And it's through a computer system. There's a lot of things that we're working on towards that. But I can't take away the ones that unfortunately will tell a mother, oh, your son's died. He's not alive. Don't look for him. That's just, to me, mind-boggling.
Right.
That
right.
somebody would say that.
Yeah.
I've only had to do that once, and that was because I was dealing with the Mexican mafia.
Okay.
I had to tell them that their mother was no longer alive.
Right.
And that was after 2 years of looking.
Yeah.
And giving all the evidence, because one of them was going to get hurt if they went to go look for her in Mexico.
Oh, so you had to kind of do it to protect them.
And I always ask her, and they knew. And she told me all the signs, you know, to tell them.
Yeah.
So, anyway.
Yeah, I think it's, I feel like our job is to kind of give hope, not take it away, right?
Absolutely. So, you can always give evidence. But even when you know the evidence, doesn't mean that you're supposed to tell it.
Yeah, I think I agree. I feel like there's a way to kind of deliver right what we get.
Absolutely.
Responsibly. We have to have like a level of responsibility, don't you? You know,
it's enormous.
Yeah,
it's an enormous responsibility. And I'll just give you one example. When there was a case that I worked on that the girl was put in several different places, and as I was getting this information, discussing it with the mother, I asked her, I'm like, how do I deliver this? And she said, tell her I'm everywhere. She'll understand it. And it was probably one of the most gruesome cases I've looked at. And it's been with a serial killer. And it was, when I gave that information, the mother knew.
Right.
Without me having to go, well, she's been dismembered and put in three different places.
Oh my goodness.
Do you know what I'm
saying? Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It helped the mother. It helped her. And that was one of the times that I broke a glass and cried after.
Oh,
you just
get
so angry, and I think I have anger management issues, and I break glasses. My husband just had to go.
Well, maybe you're just part Italian, like my family, you know. I don't know. We can all. But it is. I know what you mean by like kind of needing to release that pressure, also that you were talking about a little earlier. So this is probably a case that, you know, because you know we don't let go of the empathy. So even though you have to kind of be understanding and open, you know, we're empathetic at the end of the day as well. Yeah. So,
yeah. If you've ever cared for anything, an animal, I mean, it doesn't matter. You're going to have it.
Yeah.
Even to your chagrin of trying to escape it.
Right. Right. And so what I'd love to do is kind of, we're going to take a break in a few minutes here.
Okay.
So I want to remind everybody that we are talking to Jennifer Schaefer.
Mm-hmm.
And they can find you at jennifershaefer.com, S-H-A-F-F-E-R. I want to say that because does anyone misspell that name?
Everyone, including my computer, that I would think would know me, still goes back to S-C-H.
Even Siri. Siri's like, hey.
Schaefer.
Yeah. Oh, British, huh?
Yeah, I have my British story.
Oh, is it a guy or a girl voice?
Guy.
Oh, nice, nice. Yeah. That's kind of, I would have a male British. You should show me how to do that. I think I would enjoy that. I'll just play with him in the car. I'll just talk to him just to talk to him. What about my nap? Can that be a British guy also?
I'm still trying to figure that out on my car.
Okay. And they can also find you on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. Mm-hmm. So please, everyone, go. And I want you to look for Jennifer Schaefer. She's absolutely incredible. Now, I'm just curious, for this Intuitive Investigations Academy, are they allowed to, is there an application or anything that someone can submit?
What they could do is they can submit it. I have two incredible case managers. One is Michelle Eddins and the other one is Tony Ingram. Anybody that's interested in it, they can send Tony at jennifershaefer.com, T-O-N-I. They can send her, I don't know what I'd do without her or Michelle. They can send her an inquiry saying I'm interested, and she'll put you on a waiting list.
Okay.
And then what I do is I go through it.
Okay.
And see. And then just make sure if they have a website, make sure you document what you've already done.
Yes.
Because it's something that you really have to be ready for.
Okay. Yeah, absolutely. So that's good. It's nice that you have the screening process.
Yes.
And that. Okay, so I'm looking forward to after the break because I've got a bunch more questions to ask you and dig in and help again get answers for people because I think this is a super fascinating topic. It's super fascinating area, and it is so much about giving back. I mean, it
Absolutely.
Really, really is. So, I mean, with that, it's just, gosh, I mean, I really commend you on it. I commend the team that you have. It is, you know, it is. It does. It's going to take a bunch of us to come together and help drive the light and information towards this, you know, bring more awareness to it.
Thank you.
So, yeah, absolutely. So jennifershaefer.com for anybody who is looking for, plus she does reading. So let's just kind of talk about that too. I've been focusing on the intuitive investigation, but Jen does psychic and medium readings, life coaching. She does all of that as well. And you can find all that information at jennifershaefer.com, easy enough. And she posts.
You're listening to OTRFM, part of the IOM Radio Network.
Hi, this is Sylvia Henderson, intuitive life coach and energy healer. Are you ready to elevate and rise way above your normal? Be sure to listen to my show, Intuitive Transformations, on OM Times Radio, Sunday evenings at 9 p.m. Eastern. Get the inspiration you need to transform your life.
Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. OM Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single OM Times endeavor. Host your show with OM Times Radio Network. Have you ever wondered how to change your love paradigm? The secret key is finding a love partnership, not just a regular connection. How do you find these? Through conscious relationships. Ascending Hearts Dating is a dating site for people like you that believes in second chances and a different type of spiritual connection. Try Ascending Hearts for free today at ascendinghearts.com and change your love paradigm. Ascending Hearts, the premier dating community for the spiritually awake.
Do you have time to read that inspiring book or that blog post you've been meaning to get to? In your busy world, how do you improve yourself and keep your life going? I'm Lisa Kay, and my Between Heaven and Earth radio show can transform your life just by listening. Be uplifted with inspiring topics, positive stories, and ideas that really work. Between Heaven and Earth radio is conscious living for your soul every Wednesday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time.
This is OTR-FM, part of the IOM Radio Network.
Wow.
Welcome back, everyone. I hope you are enjoying today's episode with Jennifer Schaefer. Hi, Jen.
Hello, Colby.
Are you having fun?
I am. It's so awesome to be here.
And we're going to have so much fun after this, aren't we?
I can't wait.
It's going to be so exciting. We're going to take pictures and we're going to put them on Instagram. So
Yes, we are.
Everyone can check. Now, you know, I know a little birdie told me some very, very exciting news about this work that you're doing. Are you allowed to share any little nibbles with us? This could be like exclusive. Oh my goodness! Like, come on, help revelations. Have an exclusive with Jennifer Schaefer.
There is. I'll give you an exclusive.
Okay. Thank you.
There is. I help create content, and you and I both have been approached, as well as Cindy, AJ, everybody's been approached with show ideas. And the one that, of course, if there's a way for me to get it into the networks, the way that this works, and make it normal, make it a new normal, then it's going to give validity to working with law enforcement. And it's also going to help the families. And so there was some of my work that was done live. It wasn't work that past cases, which were backlogged right now, but there was, it was a case that we took on that they filmed.
Right.
And, you know, when you give somebody evidence the first time that is later backed up elsewhere, it's shocking for people to watch on television.
Yeah.
And when I went to the networks to, you know, I was with this incredible production company and we were pitching the show. They were just, when they watched the clip, their mouth would just drop. They just, because it's so, you know, it's a lot of stuff that you, it's almost, it's like CSI. It's Criminal Minds. That's basically what it is with the twist.
Yeah.
And we're not trying to make it scary or anything, but anyway, yeah. So right now that's going on, but I also have a couple of other, there's another production company that's going to do the lighter work.
Okay.
Because there's a lot of stuff that we all do that's so much fun.
Yeah, it is a lot of fun, right?
Mm-hmm. You know, some of my best times have been around a dinner table, getting ratings, drinking wine.
Yeah, absolutely. You know,
With friends. And that's another thing that grounds, I think, you and I, is by being able to spend time with our friends. Yeah. So we don't get stuck in our head.
I always call it spirit and spirits.
I love that. I always say, you bring the spirits, I'll bring the vino.
Now, the thing, too, is, you know me. Personally, I love this idea of making this all a little more real. So,
yes. Oh, my gosh.
I've been a huge advocate of it.
My pragmatic medium friend.
So it's great though, because I agree. I feel like this is the movement of the future, is to show everybody, listen, we've all got this. It's not some sort of mystery, you know, we all can kind of dive in. And if we start making it in a more bite-sized, easy to understand, realistic way, so many more people are going to join in, you know?
Well, everybody understands the crime aspect. It wasn't something that I chose. It was just something that kept on following me.
Yeah.
And every time I quit, because there was times I'm like, I can't. It's affecting me personally too much.
Right.
And the spillover to, you know, my family, I get, you know, information that happened 2 years ago that they want to tell me now that just came in.
Yeah.
That 2 years ago I gave. And so it kept after me. But it also made me confident in the work that I do regularly.
Yeah.
Not the, you know, most people go into that work first and then go the other way.
Yeah.
But it helped me make it normal. And if it helped me make it normal, then I certainly think it's going to help somebody else.
Well, and that just shows you, spirit, you do not get to decide how you're going to, they're going to say, girl, this is how you're going to do it. And you go, okay.
Right. You just go, otherwise you go kicking and screaming and your life becomes hell.
But I'll tell you, when we stop fighting and we surrender and we really understand and let go.
Yeah.
The work is so gratifying, isn't it? Don't you find, I mean, even if it's hard, there's still like, because, you know, at the end of the day, even if that puzzle isn't quite solved in that time, you know, just the fact that, you know, the parents know they have a listening ear, they know someone is there caring.
For, right. You know, I feel like that actually gives some healing also.
The healing is the part that I want to be, I want conveyed over TV.
Yeah.
A lot of people need it to have a beginning, you know, an end and everything else in between. And there is no, one of the biggest things I tell parents, you are never going to get over this. You
right.
fucking never, ever get over this.
Right.
But I will help you look at it differently.
Right, right.
I will help you coexist with this tragedy.
Yeah, yeah.
With what, you know, because that's the one thing that I have come to learn, that not everything happens for a reason.
Yeah, right.
And I get so angry when someone says that. I know it deals with other, 2 years ago, 3 years ago, I probably would have said that.
Yeah.
There's no way I would ever say that.
Right.
I'm trying not to swear.
Yeah.
I swear. Where my kids are.
Well, you're passionate.
I know. When I'm dealing with
I'm telling stuff. You're an inner Italian.
Gotta be.
So, you know, aside from the intuitive investigative work, you know, you do other work. So talk
yes.
about some of the other, you know, I know you do volunteer work as well. So what other areas do you work?
So all of the investigations are pro bono work.
Okay.
Every single one of them.
Yeah.
There are families, because there's such a backlog, that paid to come see me.
And you, but don't you yeah. also work with trafficking and helping
yes.
in that area as well? And you do that pro bono as well,
yes,
yeah?
Yes, all of it.
Well,
all of
goodness.
It. It pays for itself.
Yeah,
all my pro bono work has put me on TV.
Yeah.
Every single ounce of it becomes spiritual gold.
Yeah.
And you find a balance. So I, you know, maybe in one day I'll have, like you've seen, I've told you my client list, you know, over the day, just how many, not who it is.
Yeah.
Because we don't talk about that. But, you know, 20% of it I give to the clients. That's just the way I give it back.
Yep.
And then they just, they, you know, everybody has people that they know, and everybody wants someone to make it normal. Like
yeah.
we've talked about.
Yeah.
And we tend to do that.
Yeah.
You know, we're not trying to make it out there.
Right. 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 Yeah. And it is, it is. And it's just about being, a messenger and a facilitator and
right.
a counselor.
Yes.
all in one, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
All in one. And how do your kids deal? Do they know about this side of the work?
They do.
Okay.
They do.
And how did, so because sometimes, you know, I would imagine that, you know, you come home a little more emotional or a little more temperamental, and how do they kind of immediately know? Are they intuitive? Do they
no.
get it, or how does that work?
Well, I've had to learn how to not think about them when I'm working
okay.
on cases. And the reason why, and I'll give an example, my daughter, somebody called me, and my daughter was sleeping upstairs, and they told me they had a kid that was wanting to commit suicide.
Ooh.
And so, again, they're like, what do? Do we call the police, or do you want to talk to this person? I talked to this person. I thought of my own daughter during this process. I said, if you commit suicide, I'm like, you will never, ever, I will never talk to you in spirit. I basically scared them out of it.
Okay.
I said, you're going to have to figure out how to make your mom happy again.
Oh.
You are going to have to do this. You do not, you want to be here while you
yeah.
do that. This is a blip on the screen, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
So I go upstairs to kiss my daughter goodnight, and she's crying. I'm
yeah.
like, what's wrong? She goes, why is my life not worth anything?
Oh.
And that's exactly what the kid said that I was talking out of suicide. That child was saying, my life's not worth anything. Because I thought of my daughter, I brought her into the conversation. So not only do you do this work, but you have to make sure that you're I have to make sure that I'm blocking my kids.
Yeah.
So back to your original question, how do they handle it, or how do I handle it? I actually tell them sometimes when I feel like they're sad or they picked up on it.
Yeah.
I tell them what happened, and right away they let it go.
Okay.
It's not theirs anymore.
I think it's right. I think it's so much easier when we take the elephant out of the room.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? Like, when we can just sit there and, you know, especially I feel like children tend to be so intuitive, you know, and if we can just say, you know, otherwise, especially parents, you know, whether it's even two parents arguing or having relationship
right.
issues, and they want to try to protect the child tends to kind of
they
take it on as their own. They don't know. Right. So I feel like, right, if we can just, right, like you said, you just put it right out there.
And then it's gone.
And then
right.
it's gone.
They
can
release
it.
I'm like, you're feeling this. I'm like, let me tell you what happened today. You
yeah.
have to tell them the group.
Yeah, yeah.
They
don't, right.
But I'm like, listen, this person was killed. She
yeah.
was your age.
Oh.
And it really affected me. And I
yeah.
thought about you. But, she, you know, the parents, you know, everything's, you know, I'm helping them. And blah,
right.
blah. And then all of a sudden I see my daughter get lighter and lighter.
Oh.
You know?
Yeah. And I think it builds that trust that they have with you because you're willing to share with them and open up and be honest with them.
I never thought about it like that.
Yeah. Oh, it's going to help when they're like older. You'll see.
Well, I'm sending Jack to camp. I'm sending Jack to Camp Colby.
Oh, all right. We talked about that. Oh, poor Jack.
Oh, my gosh, that kid. He's like 80 years old. Oh, I swear.
Yeah. Well, this is really great. I feel like, you know, and it is, I think so many parents can even relate to this and understand, and, you know, so many parents are protective of their children. So we are about to go to break. So JenniferSchaefer.com. If any of you are out there looking for a private session or want to learn more about Jennifer or really just kind of want to check out what she looks like, I would Jennifer Schaefer, that, I mean, honestly, I'm not kidding you guys. I know. As a woman, I should have, you know, but beauty is beauty. So, and, you know, you're just as beautiful on the outside as you are on the inside. And, you know, the love and the healing and you exude and you give to people just being in your presence is a gift within itself.
Oh,
so I know I'm lucky, and I know your friends are lucky. I know your husband's lucky. Your kids are lucky. Actually, those are really beautiful kids too.
I feel like I run with them.
They're just there. I mean, it's, you're all like an Abercrombie and Fitch catalog commercial. So right after this break, we will continue with Jennifer Schaefer here on Best of the Best, Shea Parker's Best of the Best On Times Radio, and really appreciate everyone listening here. And be sure to follow Jen on Twitter and Facebook and Instagram. You can follow her everywhere. She's pretty good at updating things, and she's really great at sharing her life. She's very, very open, which I love. I think it just shows how honest
it just helps.
Makes it a part of it. So I'm so looking forward to the last segment after the break where we get to kind of share a little bit more of what's happening and going on coming up.
I like it.
Yes, yes. So thank you so much. And I got to get some juicy stuff out of you. Let me think of what juicy stuff. I know. But I know there's some little crumbs in there that everyone would just love to follow.
There's a freaking bread loaf.
Oh, it's well, we'll just talk about, we won't go too deep. And we'll make sure it's pretty G-rated, for goodness sakes. Yes, but.
You're listening to OTRFM, part of the IOM Radio Network.
Hi everyone, this is Shea Parker, the host of Best of the Best, which airs live right here on IOM Radio every Tuesday night at 8 p.m. Eastern and 5 p.m. Pacific. I'm super excited to bring you expert guest hosts, spiritual discussions, free psychic readings, and so much more. I can promise that you will not want to miss this one-of-a-kind, fun, yet touching, down-to-earth show. Join us every Tuesday night at 8 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. Pacific on OTRFM. This is Shea Parker, and I can't wait to see you there.
Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community. The number one reason girls drop out of school in sub-Saharan Africa is lack of access to feminine hygiene products. The Pads for Schoolgirls Project, an outreach of Humanity Healing International, is changing this paradigm by setting up sewing programs at schools, teaching girls a vocational skill, while producing the reusable pads that help keep them attending classes. The girls pay it forward by making and giving pad kits to other girls in need. To learn more, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is.
Matt Connerton here. Join Jen Coffey and I twice a week for Matt Connerton Unleashed, a political talk show that's a little different than what you're used to. No liberal or conservative agenda here, just an honest dialogue about truth and how things really work in the world of politics. Matt Connerton Unleashed, every Tuesday and Thursday night at 11 p.m. Eastern on OM Times Radio.
You're listening to OTR-FM, part of the IOM Radio Network.
Yeah.
Welcome back, everyone. This is the last segment here of Revelations. We've got Jennifer Schaefer. So excited to have her. It has been such a pleasure having you today,
Jen. Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it. It's been wonderful.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. So now, you know, we did, like I said, we talked about this intuitive investigation that you're working and you're training police officers and FBI and been working in developing that, but you also do regular readings,
yes,
as well.
Yes. In fact, it's made my regular readings even more fun for me because I'll look at a romance as an investigation.
Yes.
Where's that guy?
Okay.
Or where was the past? They usually show me the, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
But that I used to, I'm like, I'm not good with this love stuff or whatever. Now I love hearing it. Like, I absolutely love it. I'm also, you know, I get things that are pretty far out, I've realized, too.
Okay,
like I'll see
yeah.
a situation that won't make sense, but then 3 years later, they'll give me feedback to it.
Right.
By the way, this happened.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
It did. In fact, I had a surgeon. He is a neurologist, and he told me, he goes, you said that you were going to actually, that I was going to interview somewhere down in San Diego, but yeah, you saw Cedars, and you didn't understand that. And he said, well, the person I interviewed with was down in San Diego, and he brought me up to Cedars. Because
oh, wow.
it didn't make sense at the time.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But he's running a whole department. And it was pretty amazing, just that kind of feedback. But that was 2 years ago when I told him.
Yeah, yeah. I love that, though. I love when you tell someone something, and they give you that look, like, no. You're like, you know, and they're like, no way. And then right. you get that email. Nothing, I think
I
getting,
it.
You know, we can't work for the validation, but
no.
getting the validation is such a nice little present, isn't it?
It's nice, but a lot of the times the ones that I think are the worst readings because I'm not getting any feedback were the best. They were
yeah.
processing.
Yeah.
Those were the best readings. And I don't realize that until much later.
Right.
Or until they tell me or send in a, you know, testimonial. But anyway, yeah, it's between that and I have a lot of people that search me out for medical intuitive.
Oh, yeah. So you do do you do a lot of that then?
A lot.
Okay.
A lot.
And do you enjoy that? Like, how do you get the information? Do you see, like, do you kind of do a screen over the body? Or?
You know what I do is I make them a holographic image. And I just tell
okay.
them, show me, because this is in.
Kind of like CSI when it goes, you.
Yeah. Well, Jack taught me this when he was 6.
Oh, wow. Your son.
My son said, he goes, Mom, everybody's a hologram. And he goes, if you understood, he goes, every single part of us is inside a hologram.
Wow.
And he goes, and that's where you can get the information. And he goes, and then there's certain colors. And so everyone comes in colors to me. And for the people that are listening that are intuitive, start noticing colors. Because if you get something that's like dark red, they might have something wrong with their root
okay.
you know, energy center.
Okay.
If it's iridescent, then that's great. Like, everybody has different things. So
okay.
if their heart is hunter green, that might be mean because they have a bad relationship or they're not open.
Okay.
If it's iridescent green, they might be a healer. I don't know.
Yeah,
but,
yeah, yeah.
You know, it depends on the person. But for medical-wise, the colors actually represent a lot.
So. Okay. Now, so the colors, so the colors that you're getting, are the colors connected to chakras?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. So you see colors and then they correlate to the chakras in
right.
the body.
And
okay.
I usually, in the things that are happening to people now, for instance, I actually have a very good friend that has cancer.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I told her, and I said to her several years ago that she had it. She went and got checked and checked and checked. They said no. Well, she ended up having cancer in her sternum.
Oh.
And they said that she's probably had it for 9 years.
My
and I
goodness.
Was the first phone call, and she's like, okay, well, how do we get rid of it? I'm like, okay, let's just figure it out.
Wow.
You know?
Yeah.
I get to see her tomorrow. I'm excited about that. But there's.
Is she going to give you wine? Chardonnay?
I think we should probably stay away from Chardonnay. It's up to her. I'll look into it tomorrow morning. But the colors as well as the things that have affected us a long time ago, like an injury that we've had a long time ago, will affect us now.
Okay. Yeah.
Based
yeah.
upon our emotional centers.
Okay.
That kind of crack open certain things. Not everybody gets cancer because of certain reasons.
Right, right.
I think we're all born with it. I think it comes out when our resistance is down.
Okay. So, yeah, we become vulnerable.
Yes, or
okay.
if we're constantly fighting
okay.
something, you can be the best person in the world, but if you're fighting the flow of your life,
right, right,
that's going to have repercussions.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, no, I totally, totally understand. Yeah, that helps. Now, if you have an investigation,
mm-hmm.
okay, Does the medical intuitive ever step in for the intuitive investigation?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. Because I've actually asked not to see what happens.
Okay.
I just asked them to give me certain certain points of their
bullet
body.
Point. Right.
So if there's a hanging, then they show me something that shows that. They don't show me the person being that way.
Symbols then.
Basically symbols, because I couldn't, the images that I have seen are something that you don't ever leave.
Too graphic. Okay.
So that makes me more detached, which
mm-hmm.
is better.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of like having the hologram when I do medical intuitive work.
Yep.
You get detached versus taking it on.
Okay. Yeah. So it just helps kind of keep it up. Keep it
compartmentalized as much as I can.
Yeah. Well, you have to, right?
We think we have. We try.
Yeah.
It's to the best human capabilities that I have, because it's like I always explain. It's like going to a doctor. If they have a snotty nose and you're sick, do you really want to go to that doctor?
Right. Yeah.
Right? You're supposed to be the strong one.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Well, what about too? You know, like I know in, say, a regular one-on-one session, I really won't remember. I used to make fun of this one. I used to go to a lady, and I remember one time she's like, I don't remember sessions. And I thought, well, how impersonal. and now, you let
it.
Them go, right? Because you have to. You're so in that zone, and you're so
it
there,
comes,
and then you have to let it go.
You.
But what about this intuitive investigation? So you work on the case.
Right.
Now, are you able to, do you forget the details of the case, or just stays with you?
It stays
a little
with me
different.
Because it's a little different. I always ask for a connection to the mother.
Okay.
Of whatever's in question.
Mm-hmm.
And then that takes on more of a,
yeah.
It's more of a connect.
Right.
And then, you know, the names, everything, you know, when you're doing other work, you don't have to have the names down.
Right.
I connect with the names.
Okay.
There's no way to make it better. It's tough when
it's
you're
just,
gonna, yeah.
Right. But I will say, you know, I did see this one show where they, you know, they were using an intuitive, and, you know, I don't quite feel, I don't remember that case kind of that having a resolution.
Right.
But I will say it really honestly to the family didn't matter as much as it did that the intuitive was able to give some sort
some
of comfort
quiet.
And details. And just
right.
again, that like just that level of, you know what, I'm working for you also. We are working for your daughter.
Right.
Somebody cares about your daughter, you know?
And those spirits are trying to solve their own crimes.
Yeah.
That have happened to them. And they don't want them to be grieving the whole time.
Right.
They want them to get better.
Do you ever feel, is there ever a spirit that doesn't want it solved?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
They just want it to be.
It's usually in a dangerous situation.
Okay. So that they don't want to lead the family down that road.
Right.
Okay, so, you know, you feel that if a spirit crosses over, it kind of still wants to protect its family.
Yeah, because the families usually become victims again.
Oh,
like,
wow,
they
yeah.
start fighting for what they want, what they need. They get
mm-hmm.
harassed. It's amazing the things that I've seen.
Okay.
And I'm really sorry. Back to the question that you had before
yeah.
about remembering things.
Yeah.
I remember the emotions associated with it. So
okay.
the cases are a little bit heavier.
Okay,
right?
Yeah.
Whereas talking to somebody about love relationships, I'm not going to remember names or anything.
Right,
just,
right.
I have that Alzheimer's.
It's awful, isn't it? I swear, we keep wanting to get checked. I keep going, something wrong with me. And
it's for our sake.
I had a grandmother, actually, that did have dementia, Alzheimer's, and passed away very young. So I'm always worried that...
we'll let you know.
But it's just a thing. She'd be like,
time to go. You'll be a peer savant. It'll take on a whole different meaning. You'll just have to have help guide you where you... You know,
but I do, right. I think this is spirit needs to work with you that way. Yeah.
Yes,
they,
yes.
they have to. And it is,
yeah.
But you know, you do build these relationships with these mothers, don't
yes,
you?
Absolutely.
Like lifelong relationships,
lifelong.
You know, and I feel
mm-hmm.
like they really want to work with you and help, you know, they become allies and supporters of
absolutely.
Your work in general, not just that their
right.
particular case.
Well, they end up helping so many other victims and their parents, like Tony.
Yeah.
She does this
yeah.
pro bono too, even helping me.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Tony Ingram
yeah.
lost
She's
her daughter.
She is a wealthful of knowledge.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of mothers that, because they had to figure out what happened to their daughters, want to make sure that it doesn't happen to anybody else.
Yeah.
You know, we all do.
Yeah.
Collectively.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think just, again, any way that
we can all kind of come together for the highest good.
Absolutely.
To just help bring healing, hope, closure in any way that we can. It's, you know, that, it's all for the good.
Always. More eyes on the unseen and the seen.
Yeah.
It's way better than just one person.
Unless you're home alone, then it can... Well, I mean, it has just been such an honor to have you here today.
It's just been the best time.
And so appreciative, just even on a personal level, on a professional level of the work you do. I mean, your work is astounding. It's absolutely incredible. And, you know, it is helping people. And, you know, I hope people, you know, understand the importance of what you're doing, especially when you're doing it pro bono. And you're taking, you know, you take on these kind of personal, emotional experiences for the benefit of the highest good. So if anyone is looking for Jennifer, go to jennifershafer.com. And you can find her on Twitter at JM Schaefer, Facebook, Jennifer Medlin Schaefer, Instagram, Jennifer M Schaefer. do love that we got the Medlin there. It's like, it's the fallback. That's good. Oh, everyone needs the fallback. But, you know, thanks again, Jen, for joining me on Revelations here.
Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, and this is I'm so looking forward to your future. I mean, it's going to be it's
right back at you.
You know, it's so great to see this path that you are paving and that building. And you know, again, this isn't about you. You know, you're building it for the future.
This is a race for the lifetime. Like, this is a race. I'm like, I have to get this done in my lifetime.
Yeah,
that's what I'm hoping to do.
Well, thank you so much. It's been a pleasure.
Thanks, Colby.
Thank you.
Thank you for joining us for Shea Parker's Best of the Best. Be sure to tune in next week for more lively discussion topics. Have a great week, and don't forget to check out bestamericanpsychics.com in case you need some professional, ethical, and accurate psychic advice from the nation's best psychics. Until next time.